Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Sander is our fabulous producer, so we always appreciate his help and hard work, and he's keeping us going this morning, so we are grateful for that. In the studio with us now, Ellen Ruby is here, Executive Director of the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. And have I mentioned she's in the studio with us now? Welcome aboard.
Good morning.
I really appreciate you coming in. I'm just so glad that anybody can come in our studios again, and glad that you've chosen to do so. Movie Mike broke the ice a couple of weeks ago, and lately we've had a couple of folks in, and we got the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce coming in next in our sequence this morning. Well, you are Executive Director of Lewisburg Downtown Partnership, which is an organization that stayed busy last year during the pandemic, and now you got Spring Back Plus, I'll call it. So all your normal activities plus some extra, dealing with some good extra volume and some just busy places in the downtown. Give us an update on what the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership is, maybe how the mission has been refined, and what you're up to.
The Lewisburg Downtown Partnership is a 501c3, a nonprofit organization. We support the business district of downtown Lewisburg. We work to make sure downtown remains the heart and soul of Lewisburg. So our mission is focused on that commercial district. But we work in collaboration with a lot of other nonprofit organizations, specifically in the Lewisburg area. As a matter of fact, our big live outdoor music performances this summer are a collaborative effort between Community Zone, Campus Theater, Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. We started last summer with Live from Lewisburg and brought a couple of outdoor performances when it was safe to do so and nobody else was in a position to do it yet. This year we've added two more collaborators. The Lewisburg Arts Council has joined us in that endeavor, and Bucknell University's Community Engagement Department has supported this project. So, you know, we have a lot of outdoor live music performances scheduled.
Well, let's do that schedule, because I want to do that at the beginning and at the end of our conversation. So what is the schedule of the downtown performances? And these will be in addition to the ones that are put on by the Arts Council?
Yes. So okay. In addition to Music in the Park, we're doing Live from Lewisburg, the summer of 2021. We had our first outdoor performance at the Piers, which you may have heard about yesterday from Taylor.
Yeah.
In June, but we'll have a performance on July 21st, another one on August 18th, and another one on September 8th. And those are all going to be held at the Piers. And for those who don't know where the Piers is located, it is behind the row of restaurants, Siam, La Casa, and Graham's Express.
The Rove restaurant?
The row of restaurants.
Row of
the
restaurant.
Yeah,
okay.
It's kind of, we have kind of a row of restaurants, a restaurant row we call it, between 5th and 6th Street on the north side of Market. So behind there is open green space, and there's old bridge piers. And it's a lovely spot, lots of trees, lots of grass. You bring your own chair. You might want to bring your own shade this month and next.
Well, and he described this area where these piers are, and they used to support an industrial base that was centered right there, that some of which was damaged and or wiped out by the flooding over the past century. So that happened. But it left behind some industrial remnants. A rail line still goes through there. Now the rail trail takes up a part of it. And it's almost just it sounded like an enchanted area.
It's actually lovely back there. And we have some picnic tables out there for outdoor dining right now in three, as a matter of fact, spread throughout the area. And it's very underutilized green space that a lot of people, particularly Lewisburg neighborhoods, has been active and involved in working on projects to use that space.
Well, yeah, I just think it's fabulous. I think the you know, conceptual ideas of lighting and the concerts and the utilization of it and the maintenance of it. You know, a lesser town might let something like that overgrow or something, and this has been kept as viable space. Of course, the city or the borough wisely snuck in a municipal parking lot back here with trees to shade your vehicles. So I just think that was a great idea, too. Okay, so you have these live music performances coming up, but your calendar is chock full of activities.
It is. So there's also the Music in the Park, which is traditionally held by the Lewisburg Arts Council. They are holding Music in the Park events, but again, we have construction going on at Hoofnagle Park. And it's not in the park. It's actually along the park, but made it so that we were not comfortable holding events there during this time. So those Music in the Park outdoor musical events are going to happen at St. Mary's Park, which is at 15th Street and St. Mary's in the borough. And those are July 7th, August 4th, and September 1st. So for the live outdoor music, you can go to LewisburgArtsCouncil.com. Or you can go to communityzonelewisburg.org and find the dates and more details on those.
And lewisburgpa.org is your website.
At lewisburgpa.org. Okay. I shouldn't forget our own as well.
Going to get a demotion here.
Yeah, that's right. So then the other thing coming up really quickly is July 9th, the Arts Council is holding the Sidewalk Chalk Festival. So many of our traditional annual events are back this year, and we're so thrilled.
So you are chock full of activity.
We are chock full of it.
I couldn't resist. And if folks aren't familiar with it, the Chalk Festival is for all young people?
There's more details, again, on LewisburgArtsCouncil.com. But, yes, it's all ages. And there's different ways, as I understand, this year to register. You can register in person, which was the way it was done traditionally. But you can also pre-register. So there's kind of contactless, opportunity.
Keep your social distancing while the Delta variant is out there. Mm-hmm. And Movies by Moonlight. Tell us about that.
So Movies by Moonlight, Campus Theater is holding Movies by Moonlight, which were incredibly popular last year. And this year they'll be held in Soldiers Memorial Park. Starts at 8 p.m. on July 12th, Monday, July 12th, and then every Monday after that until August 16th.
All right, so those are some of the events and activities and the things on the calendar. We mentioned LewisburgPA.org, your location with your website and the community zone and Lewisburg neighborhoods. Of course, their website, all of these things kind of link around to these activities. If you're not sure what to do in Lewisburg on any given evening, click on their calendars and you should see these kind of things. As far as the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership, someone may say, well, Lewisburg's downtown is already pretty vibrant. Why have an initiative? Explain what you do to make sure that, like when the Bucknell students aren't there, there's lots of attractions and things along this line.
Well, yes. Yeah, so as I said, we support the business community in a lot of different ways. Last year, one of the things that rose to the top was communication, providing vital information, trying to get information out as it was updated. So that's something we've always done and continue to do. The downtown businesses know what's going on. Is there construction? Is there going to be a road closed due to, maintenance on the road? Things like that. So a lot of communication goes on. We also bring the businesses together. We have what's called a business forum committee, which meets via Zoom now once a month and invites all of our, I think we have 160 emails, addresses that are invited to that meeting that are either business owners or connected to a business in downtown Lewisburg or the Lewisburg borough. And, they come together, talk about ideas, talk about what's going on, what are the upcoming events, what promotions do we want to run as a group. We do cooperative advertising on behalf of the downtown. We just had our June summer festival, June 5th. It was an altered event in the sense that we spread it out. We covered more ground. We used the piers as well as the park, Hoofnagle Park. Mm-hmm. And it was an incredible event. We had a couple thousand people come through the downtown. We'll be doing a fall festival again in conjunction with Unpaved Cycling event, Unpaved Cycling event of the Susquehanna River Valley on October 9th. So that's coming up. You mentioned the Bucknell students. Our downtown district does an event in conjunction with Bucknell called Welcome to the Neighborhood, where we bring all of the first-year students downtown and introduce them to our downtown commercial district. So there's a lot of things we have going on, events, promotions, and communication support. We also assisted through this last year and will continue to our businesses with business needs. So in the case of last year, there was a lot of grant application assistance. We can help connect our businesses to resources if they need them in the form of, you know, an accountant or a lawyer to look over a contract, things like that as well.
Well, yeah, I would think the grant activity would be something a lot of businesses wouldn't be used to. A lot of businesses you have in the downtown, of course, it's complicated to run a business. There's no argument about that. But to add on grant applications would be something that most commercial businesses wouldn't have a lot of experience with. So, but you aided with that. You held a news conference. I saw you had the whole great cast of 20-some people who are the doers and pullers, plus the news media was there. We were there. And you were there to say that with the help of some of this funding, the restaurants in downtown who have stuck around are thriving.
Yes, I and it's true. We have had tremendous support through the UC CARES, the Union County CARES grant last year, through the CHIRP grant, the PPP grants. There has been support through funding to many restaurants and retail businesses downtown. And downtown Lewisburg is open and open for business. And we are looking forward to seeing everybody down there.
And I've parked behind Lewisburg in my truck once or twice in years past. And if you'd have told me, hey, we're going to make a magical place behind Elizabeth where you can sit and enjoy the outdoors, and I would have said, I think you're pretty much just sitting in a parking lot. But I'll tell you what, you pulled it off. It is really something back there.
Oh, it's beautiful. And that's Liz, the owner of Elizabeth, Liz Longfriet. She had the vision of what that would look like, and she created it. And another outdoor dining space behind a restaurant is at Siam. I don't know if you've been down there either. They're both beautiful. And, you know, we've tried to create some public outdoor dining spaces, but the private outdoor dining spaces created by our restaurants downtown are something you don't want to miss.
Any conversation about closing off 6th Street again this year? I know that was a pivotal part of the pandemic, sort of the mitigation, so you'd have more open space for seating.
We decided not to do that this year. We moved the tables into the grassy area between the creek and 6th Street, between Market and St. Louis, so and added more tables.
What's in that? Hoofnagle Park itself?
It's kind of on the side of the park. It's on the 6th Street side.
Okay.
In the grass, so it's not actually in the park.
So you still have the opportunity, but you don't lose the parking spaces or the... In other words, you were blocking my way to Amami.
Correct.
Right? I want to be frank that I didn't like that.
Okay, I understand that. Nobody wants to be blocked from getting to Amami.
Right. It was very important. So, yeah, I kind of got lost in the other neighborhoods, although I saw where students live in the summer by touring back and around through those neighborhoods. So now we know that. There also was a study of traffic, and we're just about out of time, but there also was a traffic study. That information is still being manipulated and is alive, right?
Absolutely. And I am on the Market Street Committee, which is still working on that information, the data, and the different things we can do that were recommended by that. And the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership is very much part of working on that in conjunction with the committee and the borough.
Yeah, traffic quieting, very much brought up a topic around here. All right, well, you got a moment left. Anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to say we'd love to see everybody downtown. Come visit downtown Lewisburg. There's so much to do. There's places to eat, places to shop, and there's lots of green space to walk around and enjoy. The flower baskets are out on our lampposts. That's something that people look forward to every year, and they are out again and beautiful.
Right, and I just think it's always a great reveal to people that there's a lot of folks pulling to make sure that downtown Lewisburg holds on to its charm, and I think you're successful in that. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Ellen Ruby, Executive Director, Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. Of course, we've had lots of contact with her in the past year and a half, as well as with Lynn Ragusa, her Executive Assistant, so we'll give her credit as well, really just making sure that things keep happening. LewisburgPA.org.